Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's comfy. It really is. I'm thinking, man, I should have opened the windows. I might very well do it. 66 degrees. It's nice. It's really nice. It's a good night. If you have the chance, get out there on your architect deck, man, and relax a little bit. About a half hour from now, I want to share with you the story of something. Are you ready for this? Called the Christian Chamber of Commerce. I met some wonderful people a couple of weeks back out at Liberty University. I was blown away. I really was. I was just so blown away by the fact that Dr. Dave Brad, who I know, I mean, he's a dear friend, and he's a regular on this here little program and all, but when he reached out and said, hey, we'd love to have you attend our CEO summit, I'd like to personally invite you to that. And I said, okay, well, that's pretty nice. And it was a wonderful event. I can't wait to be part of it again next year. I've already locked it in. I said, yeah, I'm in. I mean, I just need to know the dates. But I met some incredible people out there. And one of the couples that I met heads up the Virginia Beach Christian Chamber of Commerce. And I said, I've never heard of it. I think it's a very interesting idea. Would you mind visiting on the air with us? So about a half hour from now, Joseph and Roberta Perry are going to be with us to talk a little bit about that. And maybe there's a Central Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce that grows out of this. Possibly. I don't know. I need to learn more. I want you to learn more. I'm taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, LeVar Stoney said this morning on X that he's going to make sure that Virginia rejects Trump. Okay. Well, you know, I live and die with those things like LeVar Stoney talks about. Shouldn't LeVar Stoney be focused on something like, I don't know, the Diamond Project that seems to be coming apart at the edges? I don't fully understand, but somehow, some way, the city of Richmond, man, they could screw up a one-car parade. LeVar Stoney destroyed the Tom Farrell plant. Remember that? Tom Farrell's whole thing to redo the Coliseum and do that, Navy Hill. That was LeVar Stoney that screwed that up six ways to Sunday, destroyed that. LeVar Stoney has the reverse Midas touch. Everything that LeVar Stoney touches turns to crap. Now, part of that may be because he just happens to be grossly incompetent. And the other part of it may be, well, maybe he just has a special skill. I don't know. He'd like to take that same level of gross incompetence and share it with our entire beloved Commonwealth as the lieutenant governor. Wasn't he running for governor for a minute? And then now he's running for lieutenant governor. Well, whatever. Good for him. And that Ghazala Hashmi, the one who is so in love. Well, you know, I'm even going to die down past. She's just a good... Terrible example of a state senator. Didn't she put her hat in the ring as well for lieutenant governor over on the Democrat Party side? The Republican Party side? Is anybody running, by the way? I mean, I keep talking about John Reed, and I think any day now, any moment now, John Reed's going to announce he's running for lieutenant governor. But it's about time. John, you got to make the announcement, because I'll bet you there'll be other people going, well, if he's not running, then I'm going to run. Is somebody else going to run for it? I don't know. I just wish people would step up to the plate. Let's get this stuff underway. The Democrats, the leftists, the hardcore Marxists, like that Abigail Spamberger, a complete and total fraud. She's had her act together. Say what you will about her. I mean, she's a reprehensible human being and an awful candidate. But other than that, I like her a lot. She's got her dog and pony show all dogged and ponied up, right? She's out campaigning for governor. Now, she's not actually telling people what she really believes in or how she would do it or what she would do or what she did up in D.C., where she was, well, 110% on board with everything that Nancy Pelosi wanted. But say what you will about her, she has put together a media operation that's convinced a lot of people, and by convinced, I mean fooled, a lot of people into believing that she's a moderate and she would be good for the Commonwealth. She's done it all. She's been very effective. Now, she's a bad, bad, bad candidate. Would do terrible damage to our beloved Commonwealth. But she's done a good job. So far, I don't know what's going on her side. Is it Winsome? Is Winsome Sears definitely, positively, absolutely the person for governor? I hope it's the case, because I love Winsome Sears. I think she'd be one hell of a governor. But you know she needs money, right? And I don't know what it is. We have such a bizarre situation. It seems like we can never get the proper funding for our candidates on our side of the aisle. It makes no sense to me. Now, we'll see. All right. So we've got all of that. We've got Chris Ruddy from Newsmax, who's going to be joining us tomorrow or the day after. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the success of Newsmax, which is great, because as someone who's been there since the beginning, I'm just happy to see all of the success for Chris and the team. But Chris Ruddy has been friends with Donald Trump for 25 years, 30 years. And he's seen him up close and personal and knows him on a personal basis. So I want him to share a little bit about that. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. Bill O'Reilly is going to be here on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be here on Monday. O'Reilly's another one. O'Reilly has been friendly with Trump for decades and can tell us a little bit about where he is and what it is that we might see come about on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, it'll all be over, right? The election, that's it, we'll be done. But in the meantime, let me abuse all of us just a little bit more, because we've got, well, there's still fallout from the Madison Square Garden event. For the life of me, I don't understand this. I really don't. I look at Madison Square Garden, and I look at it probably differently than some people do. I look at Madison Square Garden, and I think, oh, yeah, that's the house that Bruno Sammartino built. Because Bruno Sammartino still holds the record for the number of sellouts of Madison Square Garden. But I am being led to believe, if I listen to all of the legacy news media bottom feeders, that anybody who has an event at Madison Square Garden is somehow, some way, on track with Nazis. It's especially insulting to those of us who are Jewish who had family members die at the hands of actual Nazis. But take a listen, cut number one.
And former President Donald Trump here at a rally in New York City at Madison Square Garden with the election just 8 days away.
Quite a choice there. It was a rally marked by profane and racist jokes, and including the opening comedian who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. That comment provoked a lot of responses. Kamala Harris, J-Lo, and some distancing from Republican politicians. I want to go straight to Rachel Scott. She's going to start us off. And Rachel, you've been covering the Trump campaign since 2016. You've been at dozens and dozens of rallies. Never one like this.
Yeah, George, I've covered almost every single rally that Donald Trump has had this election cycle, and his rhetoric has turned increasingly dark and filled with grievances. This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters, but all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist.
Overnight, Donald Trump kicking off the final week of the 2024 campaign with a rally that was dark and inflammatory from the start, insisting his possible re-election would be, quote, Liberation Day from undocumented migrants.
November 5th, 2024, 9 days from now, will be Liberation Day in America. It's going to be Liberation Day. On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
The former president painting America as a nation in decline, once again labeling Democrats the enemy from within.
Oh, gosh, get yourself another tissue out of petty cash. Did you notice what she did there? And the little dude, what's his name, Snuffy, what he did there as well. They want to tell you what was said, but then they can't actually tell you what was said because what they're claiming was said was never actually said. And the one joke, which everybody thought was just absolutely appalling, was a comedian, not Donald Trump, not anybody with his staff, not anybody with his campaign, and everybody jumped on that and said, "Ooh, no."
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No! These are folks who are just freaking delusional. These are people for whom the truth does not matter. A little something you got to remember. I've been trying to share this with you for a long time. I'm hoping against hope that it's starting to take root. And in a week or so, we finally begin the process of righting this nation. Wouldn't that be great? 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.